Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and happy Monday to you. My name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer of Twan Talk. I want to welcome you to our special feature, Sister Talk Headlines, where we endeavor to just go over today's headlines locally and nationally. And I'm coming to you from upstate New York, Binghamton, New York, and I want to welcome you to this special broadcast. Today is September 11th. September 11th marks a day of a tragedy centering around a tragedy that happened in New York with the World Trade Center, a terrorist act and tragedy that we will never forget. We will always remember. So in honor of September 11th, let's make this a day of service. Is there a local charity or a nonprofit that you can lend your help to, your gifts, your talents to? Let's make this a day of remembrance, but also a day of service. But at this time, what I would like to do is take a moment of silence in honor of the fallen and lost on 9/11. Please join me, family. And what I would like to do at this time is I would like to open the broadcast with a short prayer to Saint Anthony. And it is, Saint Anthony, you carry out the daily responsibilities of your religious life with attention, care, and loving faith. May I dedicate myself in the same spirit of love to the task God has given to me in union with Jesus. Saint Anthony, pray for us. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Spirit, amen. All right, so family, without further ado, what I would like to do at this time is give out the guest call-in number. If you would like to be a guest on today's show or simply call and listen into the show, if you are away from your tablets, your PCs, your laptops, you may always utilize this number, and the guest call-in number is 917-889-2852. Again, 917-889-2852. This is the guest call-in number. So family, without further ado, let's jump into today's headlines. And we're going over to the Daily Mail. And while I'm loading the Daily Mail, I'm also going to pull up the Drudge Report. And the story that the Daily Mail is leading with is, we just don't know how many are dead. 10,000 people who stayed in Florida Keys to brave Hurricane Irma now have no water, food, or power amid fears of a humanitarian crisis. But Daily Storm is now downgraded to a Category 1. And family, I did tweet this out on my Twitter timeline. If you're not following me on Twitter, I welcome you to follow me on Twitter, and I'll follow you back. My Twitter handle is Twan Talk. Next story. Richard Branson reveals devastation to his Necker Island home in the wake of Hurricane Irma, with buildings blown away and trees ripped from the ground. Richard Branson's son warns of civil unrest on the British Virgin Islands, where prisoners have escaped and are now armed as troops are called in to handle looters across the Caribbean. Donald Trump's director of social media tweets fake Irma video, which claimed to show Miami airport flooding, only for the airport themselves to correct him. The White House Director of Social Media, Dan Scavino Jr., tweeted out inaccurate information on Sunday in relation to Hurricane Irma. Son of disgraced Fox News anchor Eric Bolling was found dead in his bed with no suicide note or pills nearby after suffering emotional torture over his father's sacking for texting pictures of male genitalia. Let's keep the Bowling family most definitely in our prayers, family. And if you know of anyone that is in crisis or needing help, please most definitely reach out to them and help them and share with them the suicide prevention hotline number or a local prayer support chapter that's open in your area, your respective area, if they just need to speak with someone and get some things off of their chest and out of their heart. The results are excellent. I've got more energy than ever. Senator John McCain, 81, says his prognosis is pretty good as he battles aggressive form of brain cancer. John McCain, we are praying for you. Senator John McCain, we are praying for you. Acid attack victim who had arranged her own euthanasia is talked out of killing herself by the Pope after he told her she was very brave and very pretty. Consuela Cordoba, horrifically injured in an acid attack 17 years ago, had made plans to end her life with a doctor's help as euthanasia is legal in her home country of Colombia. So thank God for the blessed Pope Francis just intervening and talking her out of that decision she had made centering around euthanasia. Family of Swedish woman killed on board amateur inventor submarine released moving footage of journalist's life as they launch a fund in her honor. Friends of Swedish journalist Kim Wall, who died on board a submarine built by Peter Madsen last month, have paid heartbreaking tributes to her in a video released by her family. Psychologists share a science-backed seven-step formula that can turn anyone into a morning person, and it involves sleeping on the left side of the bed and wearing yellow. The clock that is frozen in time. DOD released pictures of the horrific aftermath of 9/11 from inside the Pentagon, including charred offices, candid pictures of Bush, President Bush, and a timepiece that stopped when the plane hit. The executive who coined the phrase must see TV and famously fired Norm Macdonald from Saturday Night Live for too many off-color O.J. Simpson jokes dies at age 72. Don Ohlmeyer, the Monday Night Football producer who coined the phrase must see TV, in leading NBC to the number one primetime spot, died Sunday at age 72. Our condolences to the family of Mr. Ohlmeyer. Disgruntled Apple employee leaks details of iPhone 8 and iOS 11 software just 2 days ahead of highly anticipated launch event. As Apple gears up to unveil its highly anticipated newest iPhone model this week, it appears a disgruntled employee has beat the tech giant to the punch. Gunman kills 7 people in Texas home during a Dallas Cowboys game viewing party before being shot dead by the police. 8 people have been shot dead, including the shooter inside of a Texas home on Sunday during a football watch party. Police officers responded to calls of shots fired at a single-family home in the 1700 block of West Spring Creek Parkway near Custer Road in Plano around 8 p.m. That's Plano, Texas. An officer who was nearby responded to the scene and fatally shot the suspect, who was male. 2 other people at the home were shot and have been hospitalized. Their conditions were not known. The identities of the victims or the shooter have not been released. No officers were injured in the incident in Plano, Texas, which is a suburb of North Dallas. How to look younger without spending a fortune. Middle-aged mothers share their tips on keeping their skin wrinkle-free, and there are no expensive products required. How to burn 600 calories cleaning your house. Research reveals the most demanding chores and why 2 hours of cleaning is better than a 5-kilometer run. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump hold a moment of silence on 9/11 at the White House. Steve speaks for himself. Kellyanne Conway brushes off Bannon's explosive 60 Minutes interview where former Trump aide claims firing Comey was the biggest mistake in modern political history. A stylish squish. Hillary Clinton's aide, Huma Abedin, looks very cramped as she squeezes into Prabal Gurung's New York Fashion Week front row with Gloria Steinem. Steve Bannon says Donald Trump made the biggest mistake in modern political history by firing FBI Director James Comey. And it reads, former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon says the firing of FBI Director James Comey, and he said this in a 60 Minutes interview that aired on Sunday, may have been the biggest mistake in modern political history. Bannon confirms he opposed President Donald Trump's decision to oust Comey, calling the FBI an institution. The ousted White House advisor also said that if Comey hadn't been fired, we would not have the Mueller investigation, referring to special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller is leading the investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government during the recent presidential elections. And family, I just have to say this: although I support the president, not because he's Donald Trump, but because in the Bible, if we are believers, we know that promotion, it does not come from the East or the West. It comes from God. And we are to pray for those, our leaders, and pray for the leaders of the nations, whether we agree with them politically or not. Believe it or not, Donald Trump would not be president of the United States if it was not God's will for this dispensation in time. There's something in Mr. Trump that some characteristics in Mr. Trump for the current circumstances that are going on in America and the world that he is equipped to deal with, or he is equipped to delegate decisions to centering around the shaping of our foreign policy and our domestic policy, as well as other things that are going on centering around our allies and our foes, especially North Korea. And thank God that he is delegating a lot of the duties and military decisions to General Mattis. And it was General Mattis' birthday on Saturday. I tweeted out a happy birthday message to the Office of the Secretary of Defense. So I just want to say happy belated birthday again to General Mattis. Thank you so much for your service to the community. Thank you so much for your service to humanity. Thank you so much for keeping America safe. I salute you on this day, General Mattis. Thank you so much. And so also, family, so there is something else I want to say about President Trump, and it is simply this. This, and I've never said this publicly before, but just know, this interview with Special Investigator Robert Mueller, it is not going to end well for Mr. Trump, President Trump. President Trump, I love you so much with the compassion of Jesus Christ, but it is not going to end well for you nor any of your family members. The best thing for President Trump to do is to resign. Before a lot of embarrassing and terrible things come out. This is what I am sensing in my spirit, family. I am rooting for President Trump. I am rooting for America. But I do have to say, I am sensing that this investigation with Special Investigator Robert Mueller, who used to be the FBI director, it is not going to end well for President Trump, some of his team, some of his cabinet members, and some of his family members, excluding Tiffany and the baby and Barron. For the other siblings of his, it may come out, family, that they are compromised in one way, shape, or another. So I pray that Mr. Trump finds a way to peacefully resign before some embarrassing information is disclosed to the public and damage is done to his character and his legacy. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Family, you will read about this in the headlines. So let's just continue to pray for Mr. Trump, pray for President Trump, pray for his protection, pray for his family's protection, and let's continue to believe God and trust in God in the shaping and molding of our life and lean not to our own understanding, but in always acknowledge him so he can direct our paths, family. He can direct our paths. And family, I want to share with you a story while I wait for my switchboard to come back up, and it's simply this. Okay, so this morning after Mass, I needed to go and get my car washed. And family, for those of you who do not know, my car is named the Holy Spirit, and because my car is white, I drive a Chevrolet Equinox, and the exterior of it is white, and so I nicknamed her the Holy Spirit. Well, family, my car, the Holy Spirit, was very, very dirty and on the outside because we've had rain and we've had other things going on, family, and so she needed a good washing. And so I went to the place where I normally get it washed, and then I noticed that I needed some gas, so I got some gas. As I'm getting some gas, family, I noticed that there was a sign that you can get a pack of three free chamois, and those are the drying towels, family. Those are the heavy duty when you have a spill or if you're drying your car, you need to dry your car. They are the heavy duty cloth. And so what happens is with a fill up or with a $9 car wash, you could actually get a chamois. So what I did was, family, to make a long story short, I got excited about getting my gas because I had already gotten a $9 car wash. And so I took my receipt for my car wash on the inside, and I got double for my trouble, family. First of all, I met a few nice people in there and had a few conversations, just general chat with them. And there was one gentleman who had dimples, and he stood out. His name is Craig, and he was just very, very kind and very, very friendly to the cashiers and just to the people in line. And so you could tell that he is a people person. And so God bless Craig on today. And family, he's an older gentleman, and he had the most beautiful dimples in the world. And so dimples run in my family, and so some of my siblings have dimples. So I am a dimple person, and I have a few dimples, but they're not very, very deep, cheek dimples. So at any rate, family, to get back, lest I digress talking about dimples, get back to the story. So I had my receipt, and when I handed the cashier my receipt, she checked everything out with the manager, and she said, "Oh, ma'am," she said, "I'm sorry." She was like, "That is only for $11 car wash and everything." She was like, "Did you read the sign?" And I said, "Oh," I was like, "Yes." I said, "I read the sign, and the sign near my vehicle, it says for the $9 car wash." So, family, the manager actually went outside and checked the signage because they had just put the signage up, she said, within the last 24 hours. So they were thinking it was the $11 car wash. It actually, it was the $9 car wash. Then the cashier, the manager directed the cashier that to not only give me some money back for the discount, centering around my fill up and everything like that, like I got some type of discount, so I got a few dollars back from that, but then I also got my free 3-pack of chamois. So I am so excited about that. I brought them up inside of the apartment, and I used one immediately to sort of dry off the excess water that was on the car and everything like that. But family, look at there. So I got double for my trouble, and I did not expect any money back or anything like that, but that was just a blessing in and of itself to get those few dollars back. All right, so this is another headline, family. Donald Trump Jr. slaps Michael Moore for suggesting Mar-a-Lago be used as a shelter, pointing out it's on an island that floods. Donald Trump Jr. gave some lip to liberal filmmaker Michael Moore for suggesting President Trump offered his private Mar-a-Lago club up to Floridians seeking refuge from Hurricane Irma. Okay. A word of suggestion to Donald Trump Jr., and no, not to take this personally, but, sir, if I were you and if I was in your situation and knowing the things that you know and the things that I sense in my spirit, I would not be getting into any fights with liberals and or Democrats, liberals and or Republicans. I would do more praying than speaking. I would do more praying than speaking, sir. And I know it's very tempting to get out there and fight and defend and things like that, but you have a family. Your father has a legacy that he is trying to build and needs to be preserved. And he can fight his own battles in everything. And everything that comes out in the media with your father's name attached to it is not meant for you to be his bulldog and say anything, because you are a father. You have children. And honestly, sir, you are compromised in this investigation, and this will come out. So my advice to Donald Trump Jr. would be to do more praying than speaking out and being somewhat of a bulldog. Silence sometimes is better than anything. So that's just some wisdom nuggets for just the Trump kids and especially Donald Trump Jr. Okay, let's see what the next story is, family. Let's see. Okay, we already spoke about Steve Bannon. The next story, North Korea says it will tame the U.S. gangsters and threatens to inflict the greatest pain and suffering if they impose fresh and stricter sanctions at UN, at the United Nations. North Korean scientists are shown assembling weapon of mass destruction in footage played during huge banquet laid on to celebrate Kim Jong-un's latest nuclear test. Hillary Clinton reveals that she bought 1.6 million property next door to her home just 3 months before the election for Secret Service to live in after she won the presidency. Portland protests turn violent as 7 Antifa demonstrators are arrested for hurling rocks and smoke bombs at police, and far-right man nearly plows his pickup truck into the crowd. At least 32 looters are arrested across Florida during Irma crime spree. Thieves prompt SWAT standoff after robbing a store for guns, while others are caught on camera breaking into a sports shop. Maybe we can put away our disagreements and become one country again. Victims' families express hopes, memories as U.S. remembers 9/11 attacks. That is from Yahoo.com.
Miami airport severely damaged in Hurricane Irma. Flights canceled at Florida's biggest terminal, and officials don't know when it will reopen as they scramble to make repairs. We are in this together. Florida Police Department shares heartwarming photos of an officer napping with his canine after working nonstop to help residents evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma. Lashed by storms and using ropes tied to lampposts to stay upright, bold reporters throw caution to the hurricane force wind to report from the eye of Irma. Terrified mother and her four-month-old baby are dramatically rescued as rising flood water fills their Miami Beach home during Hurricane Irma. Manatees are left stranded on the dry ocean floor after rare phenomenon caused by Irma sucked water away from the shore. Terrifying video shows a wall of water rising above the windows of a Miami jewelry store while the owners watch helplessly from inside after Hurricane Irma thrashed the city. Animal House, menagerie of alpacas, horses, and sloths pile into Florida jail cells with snakes, lizards, and crops to ride out Hurricane Irma after inmates are evacuated. Miss America gets political. Miss North Dakota 23 takes the title after telling judges Trump was wrong to leave the Paris Climate Accord while other contestants were asked if the president colluded with Russia. That's an interesting headline. Next story, woman sues loan company because she did not orgasm after paying off her debt, despite the firm's adverse saying it would feel like the inner satisfaction after sex. Quit shopping as a hobby. Bring a thermos to work and trim that hairdressing bill. How to stop living paycheck to paycheck. You can't turn your back for a second. Long-suffering parents share hilarious snaps of the mischievous things their children get up to when nobody's looking. Oh, God bless the children. Depression is a physical illness that could be treated with anti-inflammatory drugs, professor claims. According to a Cambridge University professor, an overactive immune system may trigger depression by causing widespread inflammation that leads to feelings of hopelessness and unhappiness. Jazz drummer 22 beat his mother, grandparents, and their caretaker to death in their family home, then walked to his neighbors naked and covered in blood to confess. Okay, with about 90 seconds left in the broadcast, let's go over to the Drudge Report, see what story Matt Drudge is leading with family, and of course, he is leading with happening now. Down to tropical storm, half of Florida in dark looting spree. Okay, that is the story that Matt Drudge is leading with. Family, before we close out the broadcast today, let's go ahead and close it with a thank you. And to let you know that today's broadcast is brought to you by my company, Sisters of Mercy, Elite Concierge, very affordable, professional, personal assistant, transportation, errand, and concierge services. You may get in contact with my office if you are in need of these affordable services at Sisters of Mercy 333@gmail.com. Again, the email address to contact my office to inquire about a personalized package for you or our affordable rates is Sisters of Mercy 333@gmail.com. And I am the visionary of Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge Service as well as our charity, Sisters of Mercy, where we make love baskets and we donate them to the poor, the less fortunate,
and nonprofit 501c3 organizations. So, family, without further ado, before we go into the prayer today, to close out the podcast, the broadcast, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank you so much that we are 12K strong on Twitter. 12,000, that is a phenomenal number. I want to thank you so much for your support, and I pray for you and know that I pray for you daily. I pray for you on a weekly basis as often as the Holy Spirit brings you to my remembrance. I am praying for you. I am praying that not only do I win in life, but I'm praying that you and your family members and your family members, friends, and loved ones, they win in life. Because we are winners, family. We will win if we don't quit. Troubles us and lasts always. It's only temporary. When we come across challenging times, just know they are just temporary, and they too will pass, okay? So, family, I love you, love you, love you so much. I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. That is the time I think I'm going to start going with during this podcast/broadcast, family. 10 a.m. feels like a very, very good time to come before you for 30 or so minutes. So, family, hopefully 10 a.m. works. Some of you out there, DM me. Let me know how 10 a.m. sounds to you. And if you're unable to watch this or listen to this at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just know that the archives are always available. And what I do is I tweet out the program after it's archived, family, so you'll always be able to check my Twitter and my Facebook platform and be able to see the show, have links to the show in case you want to catch up and hear what we spoke on or go over some of the highlights centering around current events that I highlighted throughout the day for the headlines. So, family, without further ado, again, thank you so much for being a part of Twan Talk and being a part of episode 6 of Sister Talk Headlines. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. O glorious Saint Anthony, chosen by God to preach his word, you received from him the tongues and the power of working the most extraordinary miracles. O good Saint Anthony, pray that I may fulfill the will of God in all things so that I may love him with you for all eternity. O kind Saint Anthony, I beseech you, obtain for me the grace that I desire, the favor I seek in this novena, which is this prayer. And family, if you are Catholic, please say, One Our Father, One Hail Mary, and glory be to the Father in honor of Saint Anthony. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Family, again, happy Monday to you. It is September 11, 2017, a special day of remembrance. We will never forget, but we will always remember the strength and kindness of our brothers and our sisters on that day, 16 years ago, on this day, 16 years ago. And we will remember it, and we will also look to it as also a day of service. And if we do not have have the time to volunteer somewhere, perhaps we can be kind to a neighbor, be kind to a fellow brother or sister, you know, hold the door open for the person that's coming behind us. A random act of kindness goes a long way on this day of remembrance, this sacred day, September 11th. So, family, let's just be mindful that this is a very emotional and a very heavy and weighty day, especially for those of us in the Northeast region and those of us that have families that were affected 16 years ago and friends and loved ones that were affected 15 years ago by the tragic terrorist act of 9/11. So let's end the show on a positive note. Tell someone that you love them today. Smile at someone. Be kind to someone. Know that the only Jesus that someone may see today may be in you, and let it be a great experience, a great impression. I love you so much, family. I will see you tomorrow, bright and early at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the Blog Talk Show radio host platform. My name is Sister Twan Allen. I am the host and executive producer of Twan Talk, and this concludes Sister Talk, Sister Talk Headlines, Episode 6. See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, family. I love you so much with the compassion of Jesus Christ. Until next time, bye-bye.